1 Chronicles chapter 9. So all Israel was recorded in genealogies. They were recorded in the book of the kings of Israel. As for Judah, they were carried away in exile to Babylon because of their faithlessness. The first to resettle in their possessions, in their cities, were some Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. Some descendants of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh lived in Jerusalem. The settlers included Uthai, son of Ammihud, son of Amri, son of Imri, son of Bani, one of the descendants of Perez, son of Judah. Among the Shelonites were Asaiah, the firstborn, and his sons. Among the descendants of Zerah was Jeuel. Their relatives numbered 690. Among the descendants of Benjamin was Salu, son of Meshullam, son of Hodaviah, son of Hasanua. There was also Ibniam, son of Jeroam, Elah, son of Uzai, son of Mikri, and Meshullam, son of Jephatiah, son of Reuel, son of Ibnijah. Their kinsmen, according to the genealogical records, numbered 956. All these men were heads of fathers' houses for their fathers' houses. The priests were Jedaiah, Jehoiarib, and Jachin. There was also Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshullam, son of Zadok, son of Meraioth, son of Ahitub, the one in charge of the house of God. There was Adiah, son of Jeroam, son of Pashur, son of Malchijah. There was also Maasai, son of Adiel, son of Jazerah, son of Meshullam, son of Meshillamith, son of Immer. Their relatives, who were leaders of their clans, numbered 1,760. They were very capable men for the work of service in the house of God. Among the Levites, there was Shemaiah, son of Hashub, son of Arikam, son of Hashabiah, among the descendants of Merari. There was also Bakbakar, Hirish, Galal, and Mattaniah, son of Micah, son of Zikri, son of Asaph. There was also Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, son of Galal, son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. The doorkeepers were Shalom, Akab, Talmon, Ahiman, and their relatives. Shalom was their leader. Previously, they stood guard at the king's gate on the east side for the camp of Levi's descendants. Shalom, son of Korah, son of Abiasaph, son of Korah, and his relatives from his clan, the Korahites, were in charge of the work of the guard service. They guarded the door to the tent, as their ancestors had guarded the camp of Yahweh, and they also had guarded the entrance. Phinehas, son of Eleazar, had been in charge of them in the past, and Yahweh had been with him. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was guard of the entrance to the tent of meeting. All those who were chosen as gatekeepers at the entrances numbered 212. Their names were recorded in the people's genealogies in their villages. David and Samuel, the seer, had appointed them to their positions of trust. So they and their descendants were assigned to guard the gates of the house of Yahweh that is called the House of the Tabernacle. The gatekeepers were posted on all four sides, toward the east, west, north, and south. Their brothers, who lived in their villages, came in for seven-day rotations in turn. But the four leaders of the gatekeepers who were Levites were entrusted with the rooms and with the storerooms in the house of God. They would stay overnight in their posts all around the house of God, for they were responsible for guarding it. They would open it each morning. Some of them were in charge of the temple's equipment. They counted the articles when they were brought in and when they were taken out. Some of them also were assigned to take care of the holy things, the equipment, and the supplies, including the fine flour, the wine, the oil, the frankincense, and the spices. Some of the priest's sons mixed the spices. Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shallum, the Korahite, was in charge of preparing bread for the offerings. Some of their brothers, descendants of the Korathites, were in charge of the bread of the presence to prepare it every Sabbath. The singers and heads of the Levites' clans lived in rooms at the sanctuary when they were free from work, because they had to carry out their assigned tasks day and night. These were leaders of the clans of the Levites, according to the genealogical records, chief men. They lived in Jerusalem. The father of Gibeon, Jael, whose wife's name was Maacah, lived in Gibeon. His firstborn son was Abdon. Then his sons Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shimeam. They also lived near their brothers in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish. Kish was the father of Saul. Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malki-Shua, Abinadab, and Esh-Baal. The son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal. Merib-Baal was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Taria, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jada. Jada was the father of Alameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza became the father of Biniah, and Raphiah, his son, Eleasa, his son, Azel, his son. Azel had six sons, and their names were Ezrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were Azel's sons.